のカラスが急かすように叫んだ。
Welcome to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, as he always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. It's good to be back, especially regarding a story that is quite close to our roots, right?
Yeah, of course. Talking about Vinland Saga.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we learned a lot of this in school, and it's not quite as I remembered, right?
No. It's not. I mean, it's fiction, you know.
Most. Yeah, I mean, they've honed in on like one very historic or two very historic characters, and then made the compelling story around it, I think. But let's just start where it begins, in Iceland. Seems like a horrible place to live, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I know some people from there, and
they're all so angry, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, must be the weather, must be the lack of trees, and all of that.
They have the Blue Lagoon, at least.
Yeah, but that's fake, though, I think. That's like made to attract tourists, so I think it's just an artificially warmed up thing instead of like a natural thing, so
yeah,
that's at least what I hear. But anyway, we hear from the actual Vinland Saga guy, Leif Erikson, that our main character's family has had to flee from Norway from prosecution from Harald Hårfagre, I think, is the story they go with.
Yeah.
Which isn't true at all. And it is not true for Leif Erikson either. Because he had to, or his grandfather had to flee from Norway because he killed someone. And then he fled to Iceland, and then his father, Erik the Red, or, I mean, Leif's father, Erik the Red, murdered someone on Iceland. So then he had to flee to Greenland. And I mean, Leif only had one choice then, right? Go even further west.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's the original Vinland Saga boy. So why isn't this anime about him?
Well, I think he didn't have that compelling story or grand fights to tell about. He wasn't really a fighter. More a merchant.
I think he won a Holmgang in Bergen sometime. But
it could be true. and to the listeners, Holmgang is a duel in ancient Norse. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. Instead, we have like a very young boy, a blonde boy, as our main character. And we have, like, this Game of Thrones-like situation where we think the father is so badass, he's never gonna die, right? Yeah. And he's gone in, in the first couple of episodes, so yeah. He's like a reformed badass. And this is also, like, a callback to history. He was one of the Joms Vikings, one of the badass Vikings back in the day. Very famous. And he has rejected violence, so he has become the Gandhi of his time. And of course, our main character Thorfinn doesn't understand it at the time. But, I mean, he's trying to imprint on him all these life lessons. You have no enemies, don't keep slaves, and all of that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't take any of that in. He just embarks on this grand tale of revenge. So, do you think, as I think, that he doesn't really learn anything at all?
No, I mean, it's, you could say he aspires to be a noble warrior, as his father tried to imprint on him, but he really doesn't know how to go about it. is blinded by revenge to kill Askeladd.
Yeah, because for some reason the commander of the Jomsvikings now is probably afraid of the competition if the troll of Jom returns. Not that it was much to be afraid of, but yeah, so he sets up like this assassination, so he hires a third party, which is this band of mercenaries, which I think ends up being the most important for the story. This
Band of the Hawk.
band of yes, Askeladden's band of men.
Certainly the main crux of the story goes about Askeladd, an excellent written character that really makes you both hate him and also kind of feel with him at certain points. Also, his story is kind of sad in the end.
Yeah, I mean, you realize, I think, I don't know if this is a hot take or whatever, but you realize by the end that he was right all along. I don't really think he did anything wrong.
Well, I mean, certain points, it could have gone a different route ahead.
Yeah, I think it's weird that he never really developed any kind of bond with his men, except for his
Bjorn.
one friend Bjorn. That is kind of strange. It's like this entire series is characters that just carry like this grudge for the entire series, and we see how different people deal with that. You have Askeladd who hides it and then takes revenge at the opportune moment, and then you have Thorfinn who is just constantly banging his head against the wall trying to get through. And he's like way too easy to read, so he loses every single time.
I mean, it's really, I don't want to jump ahead, so yeah, just go on. But one thing, when we were in Iceland, do you think the Vikings knew CPR? How they CPR'd the slave that ran away from the neighbor village?
I mean, I think a common occurrence in that time would be drowning, right? And you can actually revive someone with like getting the heart pumping again with CPR. So it's not unthinkable. Because I mean, drowning is one of the few ways you can get the heart started again without like a shock machines. What's it called?
Heart starter.
Yeah, is it really what it's called?
Yeah, at
Okay,
least in Norway.
that's nice when it's that simple. Yeah, I could imagine that because I think the heart is universally been attributed to like the source of life, so that they could have figured out that would probably be within them. And I was also wondering if it's gonna how much this like creeping in of Christianity was gonna color this entire saga. Because I mean, it's shameful to say, but our Middle Ages in Norway was like 500 years later than the Middle Ages in the rest of Europe because we were so primitive. So it's quite a feat that we managed to build these longboats that was so nimble and so maneuverable and so versatile. So yeah, that is actually incredible.
You only need one guy to design and plan the thing, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, the English weren't much better at this time either, though, so that's pretty funny, actually. They were almost just as useless.
Also, the French also useless.
Well, no, not really, because they were going on crusades at that time, so they must have had like lords and all of that. little more substance to their rulers, I would
Yeah, maybe to
reckon.
do, yeah.
Richard the Lionhearter went on the crusade like 100 years after this or something, so yeah. I don't know. But yeah, we get into all of like the stories of revenge and all of the like political factions that were in England at that time. So you have like the Anglo-Saxons and the Welsh and probably the Scots as well. And they all hate each other and they're all trying to either stay independent or have a shot at the throne. And in
Yeah,
comes the
as they
Vikings.
do now.
Yeah. And I mean, I still can't wrap my head around how a Viking king can take an island this big with only a few longboats, but yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, no, also the Danish, probably wasn't larger than Norway at the time.
Yeah, I mean, but this was like one of the one we are gonna meet very soon, King Canute. He was like probably the most powerful ruler in Northern Europe for like probably a 400 year span or something. Like, it's ridiculous how powerful he was at his the height of his power. And when we meet him, he's like this very slim K-pop idol.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's kind of it, I mean it's a really cool introduction if you know the backstory behind it.
Yeah, he reminds me a little about like Griffith, right?
Yeah, totally.
Just less confident, and it is kind of like it grinds my gears kind of the wrong way because everyone's development happens off screen, right?
Most of them do, yeah.
Because we never really see change in people. I mean, not to spoil too much, but Thorfinn is gonna change later, and that development happens off screen, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And
I mean
like
the
Thorfinn's father's development happens off screen. Askeladd's development happens off screen, so I don't know. It's kind of a shame, I think.
I mean, I wouldn't agree that Thorfinn's growth happens off screen. You could see in the early duels and also the early ransackings or plunderings, you can see him gaining abilities, or not
Yeah,
abilities mainly,
I'm
but.
not really talking about his fighting skills though, because those probably are those are insane and probably somewhat inherited from his father. What I mean is when the next season comes
Yeah.
and he's a totally different person, but we won't get into that right now.
No.
And that happens off screen, I'm pretty sure. So But yeah, Thorfinn is like a really powerful warrior now. And also a real person, Torkil the Tall or whatever, I think really considers him his equal, and he was like one of the most powerful people back in the day. Had ties to King Canute, so far historically accurate.
Yeah, but I think Torkel probably overestimates him because of his father.
Yeah, of course.
And also, he kind of just seems to want to play with him, at least in the duel we see later in the season.
Yeah, but it's also an unfair duel, right? Because he's so young,
Yeah,
right?
totally. And also the strength or size comparisons is just off the charts. Torkel is
Yeah, he's way too
massive.
stubborn because he's using the. He's the only thing he took from his father was zero of the advice and only the two daggers. So he's using two
Yeah,
very
one
short daggers
dagger.
to fight this massive two-handed axe-wielding Jomsviking. So yeah. So that's that's realistically never gonna work. And I mean, he doesn't learn from. I mean, Askeladd tries to teach him as well, tries to teach him life lessons and all of that. And it's ironic because when they catch up to King Knut, or Prince Knut, he is so timid that they ask, they basically tell him, "You should learn from Thorfinn and learn to act more like a man." And then Knut goes and does all of this development while Thorfinn does absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
And he
I
takes all of
mean,
his, and he takes none of his own advice.
Canute's development happens so fast. It's just in the span of maybe a day or two.
Yeah, his like adoptive father is killed.
Yeah,
So basically he decides he
Askeladd.
needs to grow up. So, and Askeladd
I
is
mean,
right again, right? He's always right.
yeah, I mean, he has plenty of plans and. I think this was his master plan, killing Ragnar and maturing Knut.
Yes. But I think Ragnar had the right idea of upbringing. So I don't understand why Knut is so much of a useless pushover. Because he's played ball with him, he's taught him to fight, I think. Or cried at least, so I don't get why he's so timid in the beginning. But that's fine. Oh, and he's Christian too, which is very important.
Yeah, you can see in the taking of London early in the show, Canute is praying to end it or something.
Yes, and I think all of this is kind of important because Christianity was creeping in at that time, and I think his like ideology then becomes, well, to end all of this bloodshed, I have to rule. What exactly was his plan? Was he gonna kill everyone that wanted bloodshed to end the bloodshed or something like that?
Yeah. Follow my words, not what I do.
Yeah, that is quite interesting though, because you know, when he decides to we're jumping slightly ahead, but when he decides to basically kill his father, the king, to take over, he ends up destabilizing the power structure. So naturally, the English lords that swore fealty to King Svein now rebel again, so we have even more war. So maybe he shouldn't have done that. I don't know.
I mean, the,
He was kind of forced into doing that, though, so yeah, I get it.
yeah, and also Askeladd had to protect Wales or they would get involved.
Yeah, I'm gonna laugh at Askeladd's face and King Knut's face, because basically, what's gonna happen now is Knut is gonna rule until 1035. Oh, this is not anime related, by the way. This is real history. And then his sons are gonna take over, and they're not as good as him. And then, basically, the Anglo-Saxons are gonna take it back, and then they're gonna be wrecked by the French in 1066 in Hastings. So that didn't last long, did it?
No.
And as for Ireland, Edward Longshanks, like 200 years later, ends up taking Ireland. No, not Ireland, Wales, sorry. Destroys Wales and goes into Scotland and kills William Wallace. So yeah, that worked out very well. That piece didn't last very long, did it, eh? But anyway, that's not related to this anime. Hopefully we'll get to Vinland soon, because so far we haven't seen much of it.
Yeah, I mean, slight spoiler there, maybe, for season two. They don't go to Vinland there, so yeah.
Yeah, and life is gonna be so old when they. He's probably not even gonna get back to Vinland, right?
No.
Oh, and by the way, the premise of Vinland, is it even. Do they even 100% believe that life has been to Vinland?
Yeah, at least they believe the tale he's telling.
Yeah, that's what they
Because, yeah.
tell themselves later, though, when they get into this gladiator-like scene where they walk through like a cornfield where someone is about to die, and yeah, we're in Vinland, where it's like all the fruits grow and all of that, and
Yeah,
all
and
of our
there are
family is
no
there.
slaves.
Yes, no
No.
slaves. No slaves in America, huh? That's a bit on the nose, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But at any rate, what did you think of the battles in general?
I mean, they're pretty fast-paced, I think. But then again, you have Thorfinn, the main, you could say, the main guy we follow. All of his fights need to be fast because he's assassin-like skills. Or, yeah, as you said earlier, you fight with daggers, which is probably at an advantage against most Vikings with a sword and shield, stab the neck
Yeah.
and yeah.
But what they do show is that when he's up against someone with like chainmail, he has a problem because his daggers aren't powerful enough.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the strength to penetrate anything. I mean, the fights are really good. At least what we were shown. Probably the battle on London Bridge is really good. Or not London Bridge, the Bridge of Thames, is it?
Yeah, it's probably London Bridge because it's like, you know, it's have it, there's a song about it having fallen down like seven times or something like that. So yeah, probably the same bridge, kept rebuilding it.
I mean, both fights against Torkel is really good. But then again, also the fights Torkel is involved in with just regular fighters is really nice. And also the where Torkel destroys this man mentally and puts him in psychosis or something.
Oh,
Whereas he has to return home with his brother, and
yeah, one of the brothers, yes.
yeah, I mean,
Yes,
that
I
was just
was
so
always
funny.
it was always so surprising because we got to know a lot of this band of Askeladd's band, and for them to all to not survive was kind of I thought that was weird, but then of course the key members survived, not in the way you
Yeah.
expected, but yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of shocking. They have been following Askeladd for many, many years, and all his plans has really worked really good. They always gotten the gold, gone home to their wives and lovers and everything. And it's just kind of weird how, towards the end, where they're chased by Torkel, they're suddenly giving Askeladd the doubt.
Yeah, but they're chased by like an even stronger leader, right?
Yeah,
Because
you could say that,
everyone is afraid. Even like Froki is afraid of Torkil. No,
yeah.
yes, so that's that says something. And you know, when Torkil joins King Knut, the tides instantly turn. It's like, yeah, well, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah. I
This
mean,
guy
Torkel is
basically
just
decided the outcome of every battle he's in. He joined the English and then fought back the Vikings, and then he joined King Knut, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do you know if Torkel is a real
Yeah, he's a real.
person?
He was one of the leaders of the Jomsvikings, Vikings, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, him, and I think there's like one other Viking that's known to be super tall. I don't really remember what his name was, but I think it's one that's known for when he sat on his horse, his feet touched the ground. So
Oh.
those are basically the tall Vikings in our stories. But yeah, King Svein is still alive, but now he needs to die. And we invent some convoluted plan, but that doesn't end up working out. So Askeladd takes the matter into his own hands.
Yeah, after being pushed into a corner, you could say. They have dug up some background information on Askeladd.
It was so
That is.
obvious, though. He looks like a Roman. He dresses like a Roman centurion. Get out of here. Just
Yeah.
dress
And also,
normally.
you could see towards or the banquet, he has this cloth wrapped around him, like an a Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's obvious for the watcher. Maybe not for a Viking.
Yeah, no, it's not so obvious, but I would guess that most people living at that time had kind of similar genes, right? A lot of them.
Yeah.
So at least the Vikings would have. So yeah, he would definitely have stood out. And later, when we get to meet someone from, I think, Turkey or something, he would definitely have stood out, but he doesn't really look that different. So yeah, but it
Yeah.
that's later.
That's in So,
So yeah.
I really thought if we can talk about the ending,
Sure.
Askeladd kills King Svein, and gets killed by Prince Knut. It's quite I got a little emotional about Askeladd dying. I really got the gist from his stories about how he was gonna be the one that gonna bring peace to Wales and all that. But then again, I also get sad because Thorfinn was the one that was supposed to
Thorfinn
take
would have
down.
never killed him, though. That's the problem. He was getting too fond of him. He was might be finally having learned the lesson, but then he snaps when he
Yeah.
learns that Knut kills Askeladd. Because he was starting to get like a decent support network around him. And I mean, he saw one of the last, I mean, it was only him and Askeladd left when Björn dies late, a bit earlier, and Björn calls Askeladd a friend. So, I mean,
Yeah.
I think he's finally realizing that it's not really, can't really only blame Askeladd for what happened. I don't know, or maybe.
No, I mean there's just a greater power behind it. Even though Even though Thorfinn don't know, Loki was the one that put the
Ordered
hit
the
on
hits.
Thor's.
Yes. No, but it's weird
I'm
though,
kind
because
of.
Askeladd could have killed him any time during these years, and it's obvious that he must care on some level for both Thorfinn and Bjorn, because those are the people, when he's gonna backstab his entire crew, he says, "Well, you two get on this cart, so you get away." I mean, I guess they are also the most useful fighters, but yes, on the other hand.
And also, do you
And oh,
know what
yes.
the mushroom is called? The berserker
Oh,
mushroom?
the flying sop,
Do
right?
yeah, I think it's Vlainsop. Which is not allowed to pick here in Norway. I have this crazy story about the guy in school that found some Vlainsop and I baked it in the oven and ate it. And yeah, there was a
I'm not sure if
whole
it's
thing.
called magic mushrooms everywhere else or if that's something else, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I know they have a
I
lot
mean,
of it in
yeah.
Wales at least. But yeah, what was I gonna say? Oh yes, and also when Askeladd was injured, he was stabbed in his leg or whatever, and Thorfinn is running to him and, "Get up, old man. We need to get out of here," or whatever. So yeah, it's
Yeah,
not
I
only because
think.
he's gonna kill him, but I mean, he's probably the only person he knows left.
Yeah, and it's slowly becoming maybe a father figure towards the end, at least.
Yeah, it's such a weird irony that King Knut takes in all the information and everything just bounces off Thorfinn because he's so stupid.
Yeah. But then again, the growth King Knut, or yeah, Prince Knut has towards the end is just so huge. He reached enlightenment with the monk in the woods. I felt that that scene was really powerful in thing how King Knut got rid of his old self and found a new path to walk on.
Yeah, but see, I mean, when we, after the fact, knows what know what's gonna happen, it's I'm not sure if he made the right choice.
What choice should they have made?
Well, maybe not murdering everyone that's in the way of your throne, right? Because you're not even the legitimate heir. You have an older brother, right?
Yeah, hold on.
Yes, so,
But I
Maybe
mean, it's
let him rule instead because he seems like a nice guy.
does he? We haven't seen him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's probably an old tale of two sons fighting over who's gonna inherit the farm or
Yeah, if
the
I
land.
recall, Knut ruled Great Britain and the other ruled Denmark. And then later, Knut ruled Denmark and Norway. So, that's.
Yeah.
And then I think Knut had two sons as well who ended up sharing some kind of ruling responsibility. But I think one of them died at the same year he Knut died, so yeah, that's a catastrophe. Not really the like the 1,000 years of peace. And I mean, when they if they ever get to America, I think how are they gonna fight off the Skraelings?
Yeah.
There's gonna be problems, and it's not gonna be historically accurate, I think. But yeah, probably they're probably gonna end up befriending them if I. If I know which what way this anime is take this what turn this anime is taking.
Yeah, I read the manga up to the latest chapter, so I'm gonna involve myself
Well, I
in
mean,
that.
to write this manga, this must have taken years, and he decided to call it the Vinland Saga from chapter one, so that's kind of like pretty pretentious, right?
Yeah,
If he's gonna spend
but
so long not going to Vinland, and Vinland Saga is the, in my mind, it's the story of Leif Erikson.
yeah. They say that season one is just a prologue, so.
It's probably just to numb you to everything that comes later.
Yeah.
So yeah, but basically, season one ends with Thorfinn even madder than he was before, and still in England.
I mean, great journey. He also gets a couple of chances to go back home to Iceland. Leif Erikson is calling him to go back to his mother Helga, which is from Denmark, daughter of the leader of the Jom Vikings, or the old
Yes.
leader.
I don't know. He might still be leader. I don't know.
Yeah, at
Floki
least we
seems
don't
more
see
like
him.
the war commander, right? Well, out in the
Yeah.
field while he took Tor's old job.
And what was I gonna say?
Iceland.
Yeah, going back to Iceland, also. Ylva is there, but Leif Erikson mentions that Helga is fallen ill because Tors is gone and Thorfinn is gone,
Yeah,
and
but she
if
was
he returns,
already
he
ill
will.
when he left, so I was kind of expecting that she would be already dead, but no.
Yeah.
And everyone there thinks that Thorfinn is dead, so that's
Yeah.
it's a two-way street of presuming the worst. But anyway, he doesn't go back because he's too far gone. He has to finish what he started.
I mean, finish what he started. It's already over. Asker is dead.
Yeah, but that's before he turns him down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like what was I had a thought in my head. Very rare. It was probably about the kings and about Iceland and Vikings and Vineland. And now it's gone.
That's weird, yeah.
Yeah, it'll come back to me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean,
Music.
music. Oh, some really good mood setting music. I feel like they nailed the openings. Also, the endings are good. I feel the openings are a tad bit better than the endings. Like maybe usually they are. I tend to enjoy the openings much more.
I actually agree with you there. Pretty good all around. I don't
I
really
mean,
remember a lot of music in the show itself, though.
no,
That's kind of a problem.
not necessarily. I feel like they played music where it needed to be. The one thing maybe I would like more drums, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Don't they have a few war drums, though? What also is kind of surprising is that I think they've set up. This is like an R-rated show, right? It's like 18 plus.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, they've set up like, oh, these are Viking raiders. They rape, pillage, and kill everyone, like
No.
children, and
No,
all
no,
this.
no. You don't get any
No, you don't get
rape.
it, but they kill
No.
everyone. They kill like all these families and all of this. And let's just say I don't see Thorfinn killing a single person that isn't armed. That's cowardly, I think, because
Well,
of
yeah,
the
but
show.
it's noble.
Yes, but are they implying that he never did that? If that's what
Not
they're implying, then it's
yeah.
interesting. Because then I think he can have his redemption. But if not, then, well, might be a
Yeah.
little harder.
I mean, the only thing we see is Thorfinn escaping some English guys and seeking refuge in a farm, and then luring and getting the woman at the farm. She has lost her son, which is Thorfinn's age, and luring her to care for him, maybe. And when Thorfinn sounds the signal to get Askeladd and the gang to come, all of them are killed.
Yeah.
So you could say he has been doing that, maybe.
He's basically the scout and all of that, and he's a facilitator for Askeladd to raid and pillage, but we even see that he's morally conflicted right there, but that kind of doesn't play a part again later. Because he just keeps doing it. So it was just something I wanted to point out since I know what happens in season two.
Season two is quite different, if I could say.
Yeah, everyone is a bit older and matured. Whatever that means.
You could find out if you watch it on Netflix or Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I think if you watch it on Netflix, it's only in English, right? The
No, no, no.
voices.
I
Okay.
watched it in Japanese in Netflix.
Well,
But
that's
maybe
good.
in other countries they don't have that option. Regional locks and everything.
Yeah, the classic no share Netflix accounts. So yeah,
So, where
what?
do you rank Askeladd in your antagonist top 5, 10?
Oh, really? Is he even an antagonist? Knut is the real antagonist, isn't he? He's the monster inside of
Well,
us all.
I wouldn't really call him that now, but yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe Thorfinn is the antagonist.
I wouldn't call him that, but yeah.
Yeah, he's so boring.
Really boring.
Only angry.
It's about one thing, and that's to end Askeladd's life, even though he can't do it or won't do it. Or...
Yeah, I like the fact that Askeladd is getting older. He knows he's getting older. He has a plan. Doesn't work out. Only works out halfway. And he keeps Wales safe for like 100 years longer than Knut ever did. So, yes, mission success.
Yeah. I also like how towards the end we can see his brain just thinking about how we can resolve the situation with Wales and King Swain trying to invade it.
Yeah, his problem was that Thorfinn wasn't there to kill him when he needed him.
Yeah. I mean, if Thorfinn killed King Swain, everything would be vastly different.
Oh, I mean killed Askeladd after he killed King Swain.
Yeah.
Because then he would have been the hero.
But if Thorfinn killed King Swain, how would you think... Do you think King Knut then would save Thorfinn, knowing their relation?
No, he couldn't, right? Because the one who kills King Svein has to die.
Yeah. But do you think King Knut would have done it?
Killed King Svein?
I don't think he killed Thorfinn.
Oh yeah, he would have had to.
Yeah.
But maybe Torkil would have come to his defense. That would have been the only thing that could have saved him.
But then again, then King Knut's position would be...
Yeah, then there would be a war again within his own faction, so yeah.
Yeah. That would have been fun, maybe.
So, probably a top 10 villain, if we're going to classify him as a villain. But not a top 10 anime, if I was, I'm going to be so bold.
Yeah. Yeah, I could agree. I just felt I connect with him based on his noble deeds, trying to save his homeland and his backstory.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very easy anime to watch because there's always action. You always hope for more action. But, like, as far as... Thorfinn as a character goes, not very good. And not very good later either. I have definite criticisms of Thorfinn in later seasons as well, so... Maybe yeah. Like a 7? That's pretty harsh for something that's so well made, but... I don't know.
7 for Thorfinn or 7 for the show?
7 for the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've watched
season 2, okay?
Yeah,
that has colored my perception of season 1 as well.
I mean it's a clean 9 in my book.
Okay.
So
for everyone else, it's probably an 8. We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah, probably. It's rated 8.70 or something.
Yeah, I know. It's rated extremely high, which is surprising.
Well, Demon Slayer is also rated pretty high.
Well, that's also very easy to watch, so I don't blame anyone for that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Tanjiro is better than Thorfinn as a character.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, so much more life in him.
if they did Thorfinn kind of friendly, it would be a much better show. Yeah,
Oh,
I
by
totally
the
agree with that
way,
statement.
I think Vinland Saga season 2 has a higher rating than Vinland Saga season 1. That is something I've noticed though. The
Yeah,
fans of
I
this
mean,
show is absolutely horrendous. They're so snobbish. It's like, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. Well,
it's a common thing that occurs in season two from animes. Most of the people that enjoyed season one and rated it 8, 9, 10, are also the first ones to watch season two and rate it
yeah,
eight, nine,
you're
ten.
gonna drop something if you don't like it. So all of the
Yeah.
all of the
All of
drops
the
falls
four,
away.
five fivers, you know.
Yes, it also has
So it.
500,000 more people who have watched it that have rated it than season one has 500,000 more than season two. So that checks
So
out.
it has always been that kind of way. Even though Promised Neverland season two took a huge tank, but that was maybe that, that shit's just bad.
Yeah, I
Never, I
wouldn't.
mean, watch Promised Neverland season one and just don't watch season two.
Don't
I
watch
think,
season one, I think, even.
well, I mean, season one is self-contained. You could watch it and just cut out that they escaped, or
Yeah, sure, but it's like watching basically anything else, isn't it?
yeah.
We watched something kind of similar that was like a side story the other day, didn't we? What's it called? The apocalypse thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
Fuck.
Delusion, right?
Heavenly Delusion. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just a couple of weeks ago since we had the podcast about it, so
Yeah.
already forgot it.
I mean, definitely enjoy as much as you can of Vinland Saga, because if you enjoy this kind of thing, you're definitely gonna, if you enjoy action and fighting and all of that fast pace, you're gonna enjoy Vinland Saga, no problem.
Yeah.
So.
Also, if you, like
Viking
land
history,
put.
I think that's fine as well.
I mean, the show Vikings on HBO is doing, it did pretty well. So, a massive hype for the Viking
I heard they
genre.
were like very accurate in their things, like the Blood Eagle and all of those things, and all of the kings and.
Yeah, I
But
watched two seasons maybe of
yeah,
that.
I never watched that because I didn't like their accents. That's maybe understandable. I don't know. We've probably forgotten a couple of things.
Probably most
I wish they
important
were
things
more
we've
in
forgotten.
Norway, right? That would have been fun. Although, who is
I mean,
king in Norway at this time?
Harald or
No, he's dead at this point, I think. So, who is it like? Oh, I couldn't really say. It's probably like because he didn't really unite the entirety of Norway. He only united the south or something like that. So it was probably a bunch of kings squabbling over power, probably making it an easy target for Knut later.
Yeah, probably.
The problem with kings at this time is that they all die at before 40, so we have like 50 kings in 50 years. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Googling on Wikipedia, Danish government, Erik and Sven Håkonsson, Ladejarlar. And then after they in 1015, it's Olav the Second Haraldsson. Unnecessary information, probably.
Yeah, it's like
Only for our listeners in Norway and Scandinavia. We have a couple of those, so yeah.
Oh, well, what you basically should do is you should play the Age of Empires campaigns, and you can probably learn about the English kings and all of that. And you're gonna learn some wrong history by doing that, but I think the remade game has corrected some of that history. So yeah.
Also play God of War, the new one,
That's
probably correct.
a nice bastardization of history as well. Oh, but that is interesting though, because the Greek gods existed like 2,000 years before the Norse ones or some whatever. So yeah, that is funny. But before we ramble on too long, I think that should wrap it up. Anything else you want to add?
Go watch it if you haven't. Like Frank said, if you like action, fast-paced things, or Vikings, you would enjoy it. Send us questions to our Gmail, the CasualAnimePodcast at gmail.com, if you want to ask us questions or something.
And Twitter and SoundCloud and everything else. Follow us there, and we'll catch
Twitter
you.
is Twitter, or maybe I should say X, is Casual Anime Pod.
My app is still called Twitter, and I don't care.
Me neither.
The square on my phone still says Twitter, and it will probably do so for a while longer. Yeah, but anyway,
probably.
until next time.